The Motor Club AAA says more than 30 million Americans are hitting the road this summer. Some are traveling in luxury. Think RVs decked out with Wi-Fi and satellite TV. And then there are the ardent fans of the vintage camper trailers of the 50s and 60s. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED caught up with a couple of them.
Every man dreams of high adventure in faraway places, of strange lands with curious customs.
That's a 1950s era promotional ad from Airstream, the company that made those classic shiny metal trailers.
With an Airstream at your command, you can head for anywhere in the world, to fish, to swim, to play, to do
By today's standards, they were short on comfort, but don't tell that to serious collectors.
My name is Rachel Harp. I'm from Lincoln, California, and I've been working on and restoring trailers for 41 years.
Harp and her husband own a vintage camper restoration company north of Sacramento. He spends his days sanding, cutting, and refurbishing parts for inside these fixer-uppers. And she keeps her eye out for their next project.
I wish I could tell you I looked for something that was in really good shape and had needed no work. But to be honest with you, when I look at it, if it's cute, I probably get it.
In other words, in this world, there's no such thing as trailer trash. We're standing in a lot surrounded by, what else? Cute vintage camper trailers. Harp calls it an addiction, this hobby she has of buying and restoring trailers.
Some of them I want because they're little. Some of them I want because they're rare. Some of them I want because they're big. But lately it's been because they had a toilet and a shower, you know, so.
More practical.
More practical.
If Harp is the queen of camper trailers, you might call Paul Lassitanola the king. He publishes a vintage trailer magazine. Lassitanola is a big fan of the canned ham style of camper, with their curved metal roofs and pop-out back windows. He says the best part of it all is the hunt.
The goal of the restoration is to make it usable, to get these things back on the road, to take them out, to show off. You know, each year we try to have something new and different that we're show and telling, and, you know, that's how we end up with 18 of them. So.
And that showing and telling thing, that happens at meetups, which can attract hundreds of vintage trailers and their fans. Rachel Harp says it's like a circus.
We have potluck, we have ice cream, we have root beer floats. I mean, it's the whole shebang. All those things that you wanted to do when you were a kid, we get to do now.
Harp takes me inside one of the metal campers, and the first thing you notice, it's hot. And of course, it's 90 degrees out right now. But
if you want to use these during the summer, you better be prepared to either be hot or prepared for air.
That's why she upgrades these campers to include air conditioning. But everything else inside seems original or close to it.
The beautiful contemporary kitchen is complete with range, oven, and refrigerator freezer. No matter where you are, you will eat like a gourmet.
Also single beds, drapes, and fixtures right out of an early Mad Men episode. Tiny bathrooms and showers. I mean like broom closet tiny. So who owns these vintage campers? Rachel Harp says it's not who you might think.
I would say that this industry is more geared by women than any other industry I've ever seen. But it doesn't surprise me because these are rolling little dollhouses and they want to fix them up and they want to go do their thing and have their happy hour and have fun.
Nowadays, people pay hundreds of dollars just to spend a couple nights in a vintage trailer listed on Airbnb. Back in the day, you could buy a brand new camper trailer for a few hundred dollars to let your neighbors know you'd made it into the middle class. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in Lincoln, California.